ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्ण। Canto 8, which is very much connected with the topic of Manvantaras, Chapter 3, called Gajendra's Prayers of Surrender. We have a two-page summary from Srila Prabhupada, which usually we don't read because it's quite big, the whole chapter condensed. So we read verse 1. Srimad Bhagavatam has a nice peacock feather. Let me see on the. Because it's Krishna and Radharani, Radha Krishna. Some people say that it's Idam Bhagavatam Nama. It's 18,000 shlokas long name of Radha and Krishna. It's one big long name with leelas, pastimes, and. So let's chant verse 1. Shri Badarayani Ruvacha. Evam Yavasito Bodhya. Samadhaya manohridi jajapa paramam japya prajnman yanushikshitam shri badarayani huvacha. Shri Shukadeva Goswami said, evam. Thus, vyavasita, fixed, bodhya, by intelligence, samadaya, for concentration, manaha, the mind, hridi, in consciousness or in the heart, jajapa, he chanted, Paramam, a supreme, Japyam, mantra he had learned from great devotees. Prajnmani, in his previous birth, Anushikshitam, practiced. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Shri Shukadeva Goswami continued, thereafter, the king of the elephants, Gajendra, fixed his mind in his heart with perfect intelligence and chanted a mantra which he had learned in his previous birth as Indradyumna, and which he remembered by the grace of Krishna. Purport. Such remembrance is described in Bhagavad Gita 6:43-44. Tatradam buddhisang yogam labate purvadehikam yadate chatato bhuya san siddhav kurunandana purvabhyasanate naiva hriyate yavashopisam. In these verses, it is assured that even a person, if a person engaged in devotional service falls down, he is not degraded, but is placed in a position in which he will in due course of time, remember the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As explained later, Gajendra was formerly King Indradyumna, and somehow or other, in his next life, he became King of Elephants. Now, Gajendra was in danger, and although he was in a body other than that of a human being, he remembered the stotra he had chanted in his previous life. Yatate chatato bhoya sansidhau kurunandana. To enable one to achieve perfection, Krishna gives one the chance to remember him again. This is proved here, for although the king of the elephants, Gajendra, was put in danger, this was a chance for him to remember his previous devotional activities so that he could immediately be rescued by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is imperative, therefore, imperative means it's the order, you must, it's your duty, you should, or we should, or everybody should. It is imperative, therefore, that all devotees, you may say, well, I don't know if I'm a devotee, but Prabhupada says, no, all devotees in Krishna consciousness practice. You're in practice, right? At least, if not at an advanced, more advanced stage. It is imperative, therefore, that all devotees in Krishna consciousness practice chanting some mantra. Certainly one should chant the Hare Krishna mantra, which is the Maha mantra or great mantra, and also, and now comes something interesting, you can see Srila Prabhupada gives us a variety of choices to become absorbed and practiced in chanting mantras. He gives us several mantras. And also, one should practice chanting Chintamani Prakara Sadmasu. That's it. Or the Nrisimha Stotra. Ito Nrisimha Parato Nrisimho Yato Yato Yamitato Nrisimha. So now you have three choices. Every devotee should practice in order to chant some mantra perfectly, so that even though he may be imperfect in spiritual consciousness in this life, in his next life, he will not forget Krishna consciousness, even if he becomes an animal. Of course, a devotee should try to perfect his Krishna consciousness in this life. For simply by understanding Krishna and his instructions, after giving up this body, one can return home back to Godhead. Simply by what? Understanding Krishna and his instructions. Even if there is some fall down, practice of Krishna consciousness never goes in vain. For example, Ajamila, in his boyhood, practiced chanting the name of Narayan under the direction of his father. But later, in his youth, he fell down and became a drunkard, woman hunter, rogue, and thief. Nonetheless, because of chanting the name of Narayan for the purpose of calling his son, whom he had named Narayan, he became advanced, even though he was involved in sinful activities. Therefore, we should not forget the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra under any circumstances. It will help us in the greatest danger, as we find in the life of Gajendra. Shri Padarai Niruvacha Imam Yavasito Bodhya Samadhaya Manohridi Jajapa Paramam Japyam Pragjanmaninu Shikshitam. Shishukadeva Goswami continued, thereafter, the king of the elephants, Gajendra, fixed his mind in his heart with perfect intelligence. and chanted the mantra which he had learned in his previous birth as Indradyumna, and which he remembered by the grace of Krishna. Om Agnati Mirandasya Gnanjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Minitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah Vanchakalpa Darubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Eva Cha Paditanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Yasya Prasadada Gyopi Sadhya Sarvagyatam Vraje Sashi Chaitanya Devo Me Bhagavan Samprasidatu. May the Supreme Personality of Godhead Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu be fully merciful unto me. By His grace, a complete fool can get all knowledge in one moment. From Chaitanya Charitamrita. Shri Chaitanya Padam Bhoja Madhupebhyo Namo Dama Katanchidashaya Desham Shvapitad Gandapak Bhavet. I offer my respectful obeisances to all the bee-like devotees of Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who relish the honey from the lotus of Gauranga's feet. Because even if I am a dog, if somehow or other a dog takes shelter of such honey bee-like devotees, one will also get his share of that honey. That's also Chaitanya Charitamrita. And another one, amazing verse. Vaigunya Gita Kalita Paishunya Avrana Pidita Danirnaveni Magnoham Chaitanya Vaidyam Ashraye. From Chaitanya Charitamrita. I am infested by many germs of material defects and vices. And I'm covered in boils of critical and envious mentality. Therefore, immersing myself, and boil, you know, boil can be itchy. So you cannot, you must, you know, so you must say something. this paishunya, fault finding. So therefore, I immerse myself into the soothing ocean of humility and take shelter of Dr. Chaitanya. Chaitanya Vaidya. Chaitanya Vaidya Mashraya. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. The Acharyas are saying in connection with the upcoming Damodara Lila, that our formula is two fingers. Yes, no matter how Mother Yashoda was trying to tie Krishna to the mortar to discipline him, every time it was two fingers too short. And so Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says that, what does it mean? It means that two things are required. Effort from our side and mercy from Krishna's side. Not one thing, two things. Because Krishna is eager to give us mercy. And Prabhupada told one disciple that you are very successful, you have done a very good job. And this disciple said, Srila Prabhupada, it's your mercy. So Prabhupada said, but I give mercy to all of my disciples, but you have taken. This is one of the reasons why bhava bhakti or success in sadhana is described as su dur labha. Koti shvapi mahamune. Even among millions of great liberated sages, it's su dur labha, very rarely found bhava bhakti, meaning ecstatic love for Krishna. Why? Two reasons the Nectar of Devotion gives. One reason is that if you have such love for Krishna, then Krishna is controlled by you, so he is careful whether he wants to be given under your control. But the other reason is, a rather more sad one, is that we don't actually have the necessary desire. Because these stages come in proper sequence. So bhava comes after asakti. And asakti means eager, very fiery, very, very strong desire and attachment and eagerness to serve Krishna. So three tastes, it says. Ruchibhis chitta masrinya. The heart is melted by three tastes. Anukulya abhilash. Abhilash, in the morning we sing Morai abhilash, strong desire. First strong desire is to anukulya, to do something that makes you happy. The second is prapti abhilash, to attain Krishna. And the third desire is sohardha abhilash, having heart-to-heart exchange. So because a devotee develops these very... So up to this point, this is sadhana, this is what depends on your efforts. Developing these three tastes or three desires, strong desires. And then Krishna can actually give you bhava, and then you can actually have the heart melting in ecstasy. If you don't have these desires, even if Krishna gives us mercy, we will not notice. Like if you eat a huge feast, and you have overeaten three times over, and then they bring you a chapati or rice, nice chapati, well cooked, not rubbery, but like real chapati, and you'll say, "Yes, Prabhu, thank you. Or I see here, they say, "Put it here, on top." It goes inside, no place. But if you have been fasting, or like some devotees, for the whole Chaturmasya, they were avoiding grains, for example. And then you get an old, dry chapati. You feel, oh, it's such nectar, right? So if you don't have taste, then even if they bring you the best cake, the best whatever, you cannot appreciate this. So mercy of Krishna and endeavor is necessary. So here we see Gajendra invested in his previous life into practice. He did not achieve perfection. It will be described in the next chapter why he became Gajendra, and you certainly may know that he was cursed by a rishi named Agastya, yes? And you may think, why Agastya? So he was a king who was meditating, and so Agastya came. And Indradyumna Maharaj was absorbed in meditation. But Agastya could see that this is not true absorption, it's not true a meditation or japa, but this is fake absorption. He's just trying, and he therefore doesn't want to get up and break his mantra, and doesn't greet him. So then Agastya cursed him, so you become an elephant. And we think it seems a little bit extreme. What kind of sage it is that he demands so much respect, that the guy was doing japa, and he curses him for doing japa. But if you read our Bhakti Sadachar, Vaishnava etiquette, or books on chanting, I think it's even in our Pancharatra Pradipa, which is nowadays a bibliographical rarity, this orange book, two volumes for pujaris, but it was there also before. It says that even if you are chanting Gayatri, where you are not supposed to speak, you are not supposed to interact, if a senior Vaishnava comes, you are supposed to stop your Gayatri, greet the Vaishnava, see that he's okay, show hospitality, and then ask permission to continue or to chant. And I have been with some very senior Vaishnavas, very saintly Vaishnavas, and who have, you know, many, many disciples, very big responsibility, amazing preaching. And I have noticed that sometimes he starts chanting Gayatri, and then I didn't notice, or somebody didn't notice, and they start speaking. So he replies. He doesn't say. Like I do. he answers, even though I'm a nobody, you know, but still he considers that that's why also there is a recommendation that to chant Gayatri you go in the middle of a river or a pond, just because there nobody will talk to you, you know. You go stand there and then no. Nobody will take offense. But here, it is explained by the acharyas. Giridhari Lalu explains from these 10 commentaries that Srila Prabhupada was using, that Agastya saw that Indradyumna is faking, and he didn't mind this, but he thought, if he fakes with me, he will fake with all the other brahmanas. And I can tolerate, no problem. But in the future, there may be somebody who will feel really offended. And he will collect so much bad karma, curses, offenses. So therefore, best is immediately I stop this. He doesn't, so that he doesn't commit any new offenses. But he will get a chance to continue in the next life. So it looks unfortunate, but actually Agastya did it not to curse, not out of anger, but for the benefit of this king. So that this king can, so at the end of this story, you can see now this verse says Samadhaya, in full samadhi. He uses his intelligence, because how do you chant? You have to become absorbed. So your mind has to be completely in samadhi in your heart. So therefore you use buddhya, you use intelligence to bring the mind back to the japa, to bring the mind back. And here, having your leg chewed off by a crocodile and having tried everything himself, he really sees there is no other help. As they say, in the foxholes, in the front lines, there are no atheists. And it's true, even atheists, total atheists, when there is no way out, if it's a helpless situation, they give it the benefit of a doubt. Oh God, if you are there or something, please, because nobody else, that's the last chance. They turn to God. A few don't, but mostly, mostly. So now he is completely focused and turning to God, and then that's his last life. That's his last trial, his last suffering, and he goes back to Krishna. Krishna comes very quickly and he saves Gajendra. Also that Gandharva is saved, by the way, and so they return home back to God. So Gajendra is given as an example of one of the four people who turn to Krishna. In the 7th chapter of the Gita, we have a famous verse where Krishna says, Chaturvidha bhajante mam jana sukritin arjuna arto jigyasur artarthi jnani cha varatarshaba. So four kinds. Sometimes we think that this is it, only four kinds. Krishna Chakravarti Thakur says, no, there are six kinds in this chapter. And these four kinds, even though Krishna says that Jnani is the best out of these four, actually he's a bhakta, not a Jnani. He's searching for the absolute truth. but the acharyas are saying that all four, in the nectar of devotion, it is explained, all four are not pure devotees. They are not practicing Kevala Bhakti or Ananya Bhakti. And it's just the beginning. Their qualification is Sukriti. So if they are Sukriti Na, and that usually means Bhakti Sukriti, Bhakti Unmukhi Sukriti, meaning they serve devotees somehow or other. So then, in such a situation, they turn to God. As I joined in the ashram in Lviv, West Ukraine, we were distributing books with one I think nobody will Bhakta Boris, so. And we were distributing books. He was a nice brahmachari. Everything went well for some time. But then he went to the other part of the country to visit his parents. And he disappeared. He disappeared. And then we heard from that city, this other city, that he started speaking badly about devotees. He started criticizing devotees. He started speaking. He had doubts. Then he started criticizing. And then his relatives arranged that he was drafted in the army, like without his being prepared or knowing it. He was just taken to the army. And so he sort of disappeared from the horizon. And then after 2 years, or after 2 years, again, I went to the BBT, then I came back to that ashram, and then in Lviv, or Leopolis, or Lemberg, or Lviv, as Polish would say. So I came from the book distribution, and then I see there is a soldier in uniform sitting in a corner and peeling potatoes. And then I look closer, oh, this is Boris. And then I come and say, oh, you are here, I'm happy to see you. He says, you don't know how happy I am. He says, look, never, ever leave Krishna consciousness. Never. He says, somehow or other, I became foolish and I started speaking badly about devotees. I made some offenses and I lost taste. I stopped practicing. I blamed Krishna. I criticized Krishna. I criticized devotees. And then I was in that as a conscript in the army. Drafted. And he says, it was total, complete hell. A complete hell. All kinds of suffering and all kinds of humiliation and things that were done by the second year draftees to the first year draftees. It was terrible. And he says, one day I was standing as a sentinel, standing watch, and with a gun, and I was thinking, should I shoot myself? Should I go shoot somebody else and then shoot myself? Or what should I do? And then he thought, oh, I was chanting Hare Krishna. There was this mantra, Hare Krishna. Let me try. Anyway, I'm standing here, night, nothing is happening. I can try. So I tried. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And he says, the same second, everything changed. The whole world has changed. My life has changed. Everything has changed. From this moment on, everything became like heaven. And he says, now I take every leaf, because they get if they are in the city, they get a leaf every now and then. And he makes a beeline straight to the temple, and he says, can I wash the floor? Can I peel the potatoes? Can I cut the vegetables? Can I do some seva? Can I do something for the smallest, simplest, humblest service? Any opportunity he's taking to do some service. So he says, never, never, never stop. It's the most stupid idea. So it looks like he was suffering, but this suffering was the result of some choices on his part, as he said himself said. But as soon as he turned to Krishna, he said immediately, I remember he mentioned immediately, the same second life has changed, the life has changed. So something similar we see here. Gajendra was enjoying his heavenly life with many charming, very shapely, very attractive and sexy female elephants. And life was good. And he was, you know, having the heavenly lakes and everything. Yeah, but then the crocodile, and in the water, and he's struggling with the crocodile. But he turns to Krishna because of his previous practice. He has what to do. He knows the way out, so he turns to Krishna in distress. So he is given as the illustration of a person in distress, turning to Krishna in distress, in suffering. Not because he is suffering. Suffering in itself, Prabhupada says. Somebody turns to Krishna, somebody becomes a communist, in Ishopanishad, he says, right? So, it's not because of suffering, it's because of Sukriti. It's because some prior practice sadhana, or prior bhakti, or service to devotees, blessings of devotees. So, all four, suffering, person who wants wealth, the inquisitive. So these three are sakama. Sakama bhaktas, they have desires. So they do not practice, they do not even practice pure bhakti. They can become. And even this jnani mentioned in this verse, Krishna says he's equal to me, he's the most vishishyate, he's the best of these. And he's nishkama. But he's also not a pure devotee. He has too much attachment to the method of jnana. We have one more sakama in the end of chapter 7. The one who wants liberation. Who came to Krishna consciousness because you wanted nirvana, moksha, freedom, liberation, akarma, freedom from karma, freedom from mystical perfection. So so that's also sakama. And all the spiritual paths struggle with this, like Buddhists, because if you don't want liberation, you do not do sadhana. And if you want liberation, you cannot get liberation, because this is a material desire. So it's difficult for them. So these are four sakamas, one nishkama but not pure. And then you have, in the first verse of the seventh chapter, Vishnachakravarti Thakur says, when Krishna says about maya sakta mana parta, tachinu, listen, he says, that actually is a reference to a shuddha bhakta, pure devotee. So you have one pure devotee, one nishkama but not practicing pure bhakti, and four sakamas. So out of these four, who gets eternal benefit? sorry, out of the six, out of the six, pure, nishkama, but not engaged in bhakti, and then four sakama, those in distress, those in want freedom from suffering. In your, like, logically, who will get nishkama? Who? Thank you, Sumara Hari Prabhu. Yes, this is what Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says in his first commentary to chapter 7, that yes, all six go to the spiritual world. Maybe not straight and immediately. He says, why? Because in verse 23, Krishna says, Antavattu phalam tesham tad bhavati alpamaydasam devan deva yajoyanti mad yajino yanti mamapi. He says that stupid worship demigods for these material things, and Alpa Medasa, they are stupid because they get temporary results, they go to the demigods. But those who, for the same thing, worship me, they come to me. They come to me. So whatever you want, you turn to Krishna. That's Krishna's recommendation. Whatever you want, whatever need, whatever motivation. Of course, then you read the books and you purify your motivation, you elevate your faith, and try to avoid Gajendra's situation. I mean, no loss, if Prabhupada says, if you do not finish this life, next life, you can become a Gajendra, enjoy in the lake, be bitten by a crocodile, and go back home, back to Krishna. But no need also to wait. So we can choose Krishna now, we can choose bhakti now, we can choose Krishna bhakti as our eternal destination, and at least some, you can see Prabhupada emphasizes japa, perfected. In Tantra, and it seems that nowadays Tantra has a lot of misunderstanding, Tantra, nowadays people misuse and speak, think that this is something with either black magic or something sexual. It's a very big misconception, because Krishna mentions Tantra in Canto 11. Tantra simply means a process. Narada Pancharatra, it's Tantra. When we worship the deities, that's the process. The process how you worship, that's Tantra. So all of these things are, these are procedural descriptions of procedures. Tantra is a procedure. So please be careful to dispel these ideas that Tantra has something to do with either sex or black magic. No, that's simply a word which means a procedure. And it's used in the Bhagavatam. Should not misunderstand. So Tantras always describe how you get perfection of your mantra. And even our Hare Krishna mantra in Kalisantarana Upanishad says, if you chant 3.5 crore, as far as I remember, right? 3.5 crore, 35 billion, correct? 35 billion mantras. 35 crore, that's, well, no, 3.5, yeah, 35 crore, or 3.5 crore. Billion, yeah. 10 million. Million. I thought there is a billion somewhere there. There must be a billion. So that must be something else that I misquoted. So I remember 35, and I think crores, so that million, but or 1,000 crores. I remember 3.5 billion, if you translate. So then you get perfection of the mantra. And if you chant 64 rounds per day, you can finish this in 12 years. If you chant 16 rounds, then 50 years. 48 years. Again, it's a number of rounds should never be an excuse to not do devotional service. However, also Shastra always says that when we speak about Krishna mantra, it's not mechanical. It's not mechanical. It's not just by the number. it's by Krishna's mercy. And Krishna is merciful. He can come much earlier, he can come later. But at least we need to give him a chance. At least we have to give him a few good rounds. 2 hours in the morning, 1 hour in the morning. At least, you know, some rounds that we try to actually hear the Hare Krishna mantra, think about Krishna. Prabhupada encourages us to train the mind and make the mind your friend. He says, chant 16 rounds on the beads and unlimited rounds in your mind. And Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur says that every morning beat your mind 100 times with the shoes, every evening 100 times with the broomstick. What does it mean? It doesn't mean that you have big sign on mark from beating on your head. Bhaktisiddhanta ji himself explains it means 100 times you bring the mind back. You chant and the mind goes away. You catch it. What counts, sometimes we give up. So Bhaktisiddhanta ji asks at least 100 times, bring the mind back. This is what is the practice, bringing the mind back. And then at one point Krishna helps to capture our mind and to give us mercy, to give kripa. And by his kripa, then you can hear the holy name. And that's the first meeting with Krishna. And hopefully we don't have to wait till the next life or 48 years. But we can inspire Krishna to manifest his most merciful nature, attracting him by our favorable, loving chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. I'm sure you have no doubts. You're all convinced. But some of you are very expert at superiority. Superiority.
Some pious activities.
A pious. Sukriti. Sukriti. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, yes, yes. Exactly, exactly, yes. So it's not that if I want money, I'll be Krishna conscious automatically. No. It means you, if you met devotees, so that's why devotees go with Sankirtan, Harinam, distribute books, make. Nowadays, you have the whole internet to place articles and comments and everything, so that people get in touch with Krishna and then collect this Bhakti Udmukhi Sukriti. So that in one of these four scenarios or six scenarios, they get a chance to, they know that there is Krishna and they can turn to Krishna. Thank you. Rajavidya Prabhu? Yes, he was pretending that he was in Samadhi, and under this pretext, he did not greet. Agastya Muni just came, and he didn't even say welcome or something. He just closed his eyes.
He
Obviously, yeah. If he's sitting and in this life, he goes back to Krishna. Yes. Yes, yes. This is what I'm saying. That there is a comment by one of the 10 most famous commentators. So he says he did it to stop future offenses, because he Agastya Muni thought, okay, now he is pretending when I'm here, but that means he will do this 1,000 times more in the future, and then he will collect too many offenses, unnecessary offenses. So better I curse him now. Sometimes, first of all, you can oftentimes see when somebody is chanting Hare Krishna, you can sometimes see that the person is fully absorbed in the sound. You can see this. And also, obviously, Agastya Muni is not an ordinary personality, so if we can sometimes observe that, oh, this person is really focused, there are many signs that even uninitiated, so to say, can see something. So what to speak about somebody so expert as Agastya Muni? Then such a person definitely can see what's happening.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Maharaj, for the wonderful class. Gajendra, initially, he was in sense gratification with his family and friends. And when he got into trouble, then he remembered the Lord and started praying. And because of his pious activities in the previous life, he was able to do prayers very effectively. And God listened to him and restored him. Now, it's a very common thing to get sense gratification and get into trouble. If previous life is not so good,
it's up to you. we can advance very quickly. Prabhupada at one point said that you can advance, you can achieve perfection in 1 second. You just say, Karishya Vachanam Tava. I will, Krishna, I do whatever you say. And not just by lips, but by heart, meaning that you fully accept Krishna's will. So I'm saying that Prabhupada opens this possibility, that actually it can be done very quickly. Then in the Nectar of Devotion, Rupa Goswami says that usually, all of us continue from before. We had something, some touch before. But then, even if we didn't, the same chapter 7 says, what is the punya by which people become purified? He says, this is the punya of getting a glance of devotees. So this is, if you are asked to give a class, you can think at least about this, because it says that Narada Pancharatra says that anybody initiated into a Vishnu mantra by looking at you, he removes all the sins from 100 births. So here I guess 100, 200 people, then probably also in the internet land. So also Bhakti Sandarbha quotes Skanda Purana saying that even a servant of devotees, by looking at somebody, purifies many generations before and after. Even that glance creates punya. But just you looking at me, you give me so much punya. It's true. It's true. And sometimes you feel it. Sometimes you feel it. So Dharmatma Prabhu can use it, or Dhritatma Prabhu can use it as a argument for giving classes. You will be purified. But we don't know. So therefore, Krishna, main thing, Krishna is our friend. And Krishna will not delay our progress unnecessarily. Even if it looks like he delays or turns away, this also is meant to improve our progress. In the 10th canto, Krishna tells the gopis that sometimes somebody worships me or chants my names, and I do not respond to them. I do not respond. But he says, why? To increase their eagerness, to increase their love. So this is the main reason a devotee may meet some reversals, some difficulties, to increase one's sincerity, humility, eagerness, love, attraction, and so forth. So therefore, Krishna is very kind. Krishna, in 1.2.19, purport, Prabhupada says, Krishna is much more eager to bring us back home, back to Godhead, than we can ever be. It's so lucky, you know. Even if I don't want, at least he wants to bring me back. It's big mercy. So therefore, whatever smallest effort I make, he will, I make one step, he makes 10, 100, whatever necessary to help me keep moving. It's just for us, it means that we again and again reprioritize, we don't give up. You say, Krishna, I want you. Krishna, other things are not as good as you. So I want you, you're the best. And then Krishna is helping. So that's the idea. Keep trying as Bhaktisiddhanta Ji, 100 times in the morning, 100 times in the evening. And and of course, that's why Prabhupada instituted every morning Bhagavatam class and systematic education, because at the end of this chapter says that anybody who remembers the Trikuta mountain, Gajendra, or the prayers, or Krishna saving, he will be saved for bad omens and bad dreams. If you wake up from a nightmare, you can say Gajendra, Gajendra. It's actually there in Hari Bhakti Vilas also. What to say when you wake up from a bad dream? Because there are bad omens, so you sort of remember. Meaning, you take a more humble position, and you turn to Krishna. And Krishna says, "I because that's the purpose. Devotee does not have karma according to Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur. It's personalized tutorship under Krishna's guidance. It's not literally karma. It may look like karma because we still have to learn the same lessons, but it's under Krishna's personal loving guidance and supervision.
And then this same structure is very common.
Krishna helps everyone. I beg to disagree. Krishna helps everyone, but he helps in the best way. Because some people come not to Krishna, they don't want Krishna, they want material things. Some people want both material things and Krishna. Some people want only Krishna. And some people are conflicted. So Krishna will do the best for the person according to the mood of the person, so that the ultimate result will be ideal. Also in our lives, sometimes we think it's so bad, but then after 10 or 20 years, we remember this, and we think this was a very good thing, isn't it? That some reversal, something happened that looked not good, but now I see, oh yeah, it was sweet. I will not, that hellish time, I will not exchange for enjoyment in paradise. Because at that moment I was working on some, choosing Krishna.
Here's a case of sense gratification. I mean, playing after sense gratification, Krishna still helps?
Krishna helps in every situation. In every Krishna doesn't live, so Prabhupada says Krishna is so kind, he doesn't leave a person even in the body of a pig, even in the body of a worm. He's still coming as Paramatma to help and guide. He's always waiting, always ready, always helping. And he's so happy if we just think to turn our face to him. Already that pleases him. And if we want to please him, and if we choose bhakti, and if we choose him as the goal, how much more he is pleased. And the idea is just practice, Prabhupada is saying. And practice means repeat. Repeat, repeat, repeat. Because, you know, we chant a little better. One day we turn to Krishna and we feel, yes, I am great. And then that's already self-serving. So therefore we repeat, 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 repeat. We see Lord Brahma creating the universe. Now it's 50 years. So now he has seen Gopal in Vrindavan. So it took him 50 years to realize his Swarup and his service to have Goloka Darshan. And so from Kalpa to Kalpa, even for Brahma, it took some time. Even though he's our Sampradaya Acharya and is a perfect personality. So repeat, 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 and Krishna will be helping. Let's practice. So thank you very much. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.